Hey, everybody, what's up? It's Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and we are on part three of our little mini course, Five Ways to Increase Your Profits on Every Job. We're going to do it without selling more, hiring more people, or working any harder. And if you didn't catch the first two episodes, you're going to want to go back and check those out. Because the first one was how to review your estimate versus actual reports and how to course correct during and after the jobs. And number two, how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs. We get into how to track the change orders, what they cost, and how to pass those on to your customers, because those can be real profit killers, not charging for your change orders or letting them fall through the cracks. So today we're going to get into our part three, and that's how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs and how to shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. And with the contractors that I do coaching with, this is the number one problem that I see is maybe they're doing gutters, they're doing windows, they're doing roofing, they're doing all kinds of different things. And what we find is that some of these areas they're just losing money on. So we want to get out of those areas and we want to do more of the profitable type of work. But if we're not job costing our jobs, we're not going to know which ones are the winners and which ones are the losers. And I've got an example of what happened in my business that really changed the entire business around and really started running a more profitable and growing that business. And it made a huge difference. So this is a great episode, number three. And we're going to get into it right now with Diane Gilson. Diane, welcome back for part three of our little mini course of the five ways to increase your profits on every job. Now, what are we going to get into today on our third part?
Okay, Dave. So today we're going to be talking about how to use job costing to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs. And this sits kind of on top of or as a result of our first couple of topics, which were, first of all, reviewing your estimate versus actual reports to course correct during and after jobs. And then we covered how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs on individual jobs. And the next thing we're going to be talking about today, and we're actually going to be talking about how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs. And then once we identify those, how we can figure out how to move our company in a direction where we're shifting into higher gross profit work. So let's just start out with some examples. So as to why this is such a powerful profit building tactic. And let's look at the fact that every loser job or low profit job is wiping out the exceptional profits that you could be making on another venture. So, for example, assume that you've got two jobs at an equal sales price. Okay, they're $50,000 each. And for one project, you earned a 25% gross profit margin of $12,500. Now, that's not an outstanding gross profit margin, but nevertheless, it's passable, decent, okay? So that earns you $12,500. But on the other same size job, you lost $5,000, which is a negative 10%. Okay, now, the result is that loser job, that $5,000 loss on your loser job reduces your overall gross profit down from $12,500 down to $7,500. Okay, positive 12.5, a negative 5 takes you to $7,500. Now that's pushed your gross profit margin down to 7.5% if you look at those two jobs. So instead of two jobs at 25% that would have given you $25,000 had they both been profitable, you're left with $7,500. Okay, so $25,000 versus $7,500, which of those would you rather have, Dave?
I was going to say, this is really kind of a typical situation also that I see too many contractors get into. But, yeah, let's take the winners over the losers because, you know, unfortunately, we do have some of those losers. But we've got to identify them. And without job costing, we're not going to know which are winners and which are losers.
Exactly. And so when you identify that and you figure out how to replace projects that are losing money, or maybe they're only yielding minimal profits. So if they break even on a job, you have to ask yourself, well, why did I even do it if I expended all that time and energy to get a job done and I didn't make any money? I might, you know, probably would have been more fun to go fishing or put your feet up on the couch, whatever. Okay.
We call it doing it for practice.
Yeah, exactly. So when you can replace those projects that are either losing money or only give you just minimal profits with jobs that achieve your gross profit targets, you're going to substantially increase your gross profit, right? We just illustrated that with the either you get to earn $25,000 or $7,500, okay? That's going to make a big difference in your gross profit. So, and here, I keep repeating this, but without selling more, hiring more people, or working harder. But that's true. It's learning how to handle your numbers to give you more money on your bottom line. All right, and then, now let's take that to the next step, okay? And this is our fourth why do job costing tip. And once you can see this information, why not shift your business mix, your overall business mix, to perform more of your higher profit work and less of your lower profit work? And I'm going to give you an example. And then, Dave, I'm going to have you take it away with some of your experience. Okay. So just as a for instance, if you use your job costing system to determine which types of work yield a higher gross profit, and if you're in a million-dollar company, for example, if half of your Type A jobs yield 25% gross profit and Type B jobs make up the other half of your work and they show an 11% gross profit, then your gross profit would be $180,000, so an average of 18%. Okay, and we're going to assume that both kinds of work require about the same amount of your time and energy. And what's going to happen if we can shift all of your work into the higher gross profit arena, okay, into that 25% gross profit area? Okay, now your gross profit becomes $250,000 rather than $180,000. Okay, that's an increase of $70,000. And that's just one way that you can use your job costing system to give yourself a raise. So, Dave, I know you've had experience in this area, so you may want to share that information.
Yeah, well, this is something that I talk about on the show, something that made the biggest difference in my business. It changed everything. I talk about when I brought on a coach finally to really see what was going on, because we were never really making the money that I wanted to. And by bringing in a coach, this is what really got us into job costing. Once we started doing job costing, and to go back, what we used to do, we would do a little of everything. We did residential, we did commercial, and it just all got blended in. And one of the first things that my coach came in and asked me, which is one of the first questions that I always ask my coaching clients, is, where do you make your money? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, we broke out the two, residential and commercial, as two profit centers. And it turns out that we were losing money on the residential work and we were making our money on the commercial. But the residential work was dragging us down. So the profits were just not where they should have been. So the next day, we just said, okay, no more residential. We're out of it. And boom, things just took off, and it changed our business, changed my life, and the profitability. It was huge, and without job costing, we never would have known that. And there's too many contractors that I see that are doing, you know, some are doing windows, some are doing gutters, are doing basements. It's all over the place. And not only can some of these smaller areas, let's say we're doing 10, 20% of our business over on this side, but it's just sucking all our time also and our costs. So this is really, to me, the most important thing about job costing that we learned and why you should do it, because you can really see where you're making your money and shift into that area where you really want to focus and drop the lines that you're just not profitable about. And you're not going to know that until you start doing your job costing.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. It's going to depend on your community, and it's going to depend upon the expertise of your crew and a whole variety of things. And looking at your numbers will let you figure that out. And for instance, I just had roofing done fairly recently, and in the process of getting that new roof, I talked to the salesman, and he said, well, you could get this kind of roofing or you could get that kind of roofing, and I ended up upgrading. Okay, so if you are tracking even some of that background information to see where are we making higher profits, is in what materials are we selling, etc., it seems as though there are a number of ways that you could slice and dice that information to see what's going to yield the greatest profit margin for you. Still doing everything ethically and properly as it should be, but different people want different things. And if you can track how that profitability is running, that can make a big difference for you.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference in the profitability of the job. And this is why we should be upselling our products. We should be looking at ways that we can do. We can add ventilation. We can add skylights, upgrade our shingles. It makes a big difference. And you can really see this when you're doing job costing and why you want to turn that $10,000 job into an $11,000 or $12,000 job, because that extra $1,000 or $2,000, you can see by job costing how much additional profit on the job that you're making. And by pushing up your gross profit margins on the job, and that's what it's all about. It keeps coming back around to, you don't have to sell more work. You just need to improve your margins and keep working on your margins. You don't have to bring on additional people. You don't have to have additional risk. So that's what it's all about. Stop working harder. This is where we get into working smarter, and we can see the results of those efforts.
Exactly. And so this is a really good recap of these two items, a spot and eliminate your low profit and loser job, and then jobs, and then shift your business mix into higher gross profit work overall. And we can do that using QuickBooks, which is our area of expertise, by tracking using something called customer types. Okay. And each company that I've worked with that we talk about that type of thing has a little different view on how they want to track that, but it's definitely something that's not all that difficult to set up in the background in your job costing system.
All right, Diane, that's great information. And as they say, it changed everything in my business, and it all comes down to job costing. So, Diane, what's going to be our next episode? And this will be our last part of our four-part little mini course on the five ways to increase your profits on every job. I think we covered four of them, so we're coming into our last one. What's up for next week?
Right. Well, we're going to be talking about the three-step combo method. I'm putting air quotes around the three-step combo method to add 10% or more of your gross revenue to your bottom line. And we'll just touch on a strategic bonus that you'll get as well. So that's just that extra little bonus in on top of the five secrets that we've talked about so far.
Good stuff. Now, if our audience wants to get more information, how do they do that?
Okay, well, when you can be in front of your office computer, or maybe even on your iPad, go out to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And on that page, you're going to find 4 job costing secrets videos that you can watch visually, as well as our ebook, A Tale of 4 Companies. And after you've checked out that page that we've set up especially for Dave's listeners on The Roofer Show, we also have a number of free articles and resources, so you can go out and cruise around on the website if you'd like after you've gone to Dave's page.
Great stuff, Diane. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Dave.